This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
When the moon gets so big and bright, it's supernatural delight. Every border was dancing in the moonlight.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano with Martin Kilcoin. I do want to tell you about one of our really fine sponsors, and that is Dr. Michael Jones. Boy, does he do a great job with the laser surgery. If you want to get your eyes fixed forever, no glasses, no contacts forever, why not go to the best? Why not go to Dr. Michael Jones, 866-260-EYES. Tell him I sent you. Get your eyes fixed forever. Practices on both sides of the river. Professor at SLU, all-around good guy. Dr. Michael Jones, 866-260-EYES. And Maryville.edu is our sponsor of the phone lines. If you get a chance, go to Maryville.edu, and you can find out some more things about this incredible university in town and country. Continuing to build a more diverse and inclusive campus is a core value of that institution.
Frank, Brian McKenna has chimed in. What did Jeffrey Dahmer say to Lorena Bobbitt?
Aww.
Are you going to eat that?
Oh.
I'm just reading
that. That is such a pure McKenna joke. God bless it.
Well, then he wrote back, and I said, too soon. And he wrote back, I knew you wouldn't read that. I'm like, no, we just haven't had a chance to get to that yet. All right, how about five for Frank? That is brought to you by our friends at Greenville University.
Time to tee up the hot topics. It's five for Frank. Brought to you by Greenville University. A liberal arts institution, just 45 miles from St. Louis.
All right, let's start with one that Plowsy would appreciate. Frank, you are Matt LaFleur. Are you any good?
Well,
even I don't know.
Hey, I just coached the 25th ranked offense in the National Football League, and I have brought Marcus Mariota to average status in the NFL. I deserve to be the head coach of the Packers. Now, in his defense, he did work with Shanahan. He has worked with Matt Ryan. So, but still, I think that's a stretch for that type of job.
Well, he is the pride of Saginaw State or Saginaw Valley State. So I texted our buddy Lance Allen. I said, what do you think the approval rating is from the Packer fan base up there? And he said, maybe 20%. He said, it's at least 80 negative. Just hate the hire. Now, Mike McCarthy didn't come with a lot of fanfare. When he left the Niners, he was sort of a nobody on the Niners staff when they hired him.
I agree, and that's a positive to look at, that, you know, you don't always need a big-name coach, but this is a key hire, and it just... I tell you, from what I've seen in my Packer fan base, it doesn't seem like 20%. It's really...
Does he have, to borrow the Chris Collinsworth vernacular, the it factor?
This guy's got it.
Does he?
He's got the right name. That division, you've got Matt Patricia, Matt Nagy. Now we got another Matt in Green Bay. Mike Zimmer in Minnesota. It used to be all Mikes, Holmgren, McCarthy, and Sherman. So they got away from a Mike, got a Matt. My gut would be... It doesn't really matter if they don't have a better roster, that they'll still be all about Aaron Rodgers.
1,000,000% agree with that.
So they'll keep. So I think he'll work well with Rodgers, but I think the problem is it's still all about Aaron Rodgers.
And you would think the fan base doesn't like it, but you would think Aaron Rodgers was informed about this and even asked about his, you know, opinions about LaFleur. So maybe he likes it, and if that's the case, then I'm all for it.
And maybe it's a 3-year gamble. What's Rodgers got? About another 3 years of being a good, effective quarterback. And this guy, if he's terrible, you fire him after 3 years.
I mean, if you have the same offensive line, he may only have one or two. So that's really what you need to focus on.
It's never a good sign when you just hired. Oh, I know it's Matt LaFleur. I'm looking thinking of David LaFleur, the former
tight end.
Cowboy. Yeah, tight end for the Cowboys. Yeah. He's the second most famous LaFleur in the NFL.
But there aren't a lot of great names out there. And every franchise does the same thing. All right, let's interview a former head coach. Is Mike Mularkey available? Is Mike Munchak? Again, the Mikes are always the coaches. Offensive coach who's never had a head coaching job? Let's take a crack at one of those guys.
See, like Lincoln Riley is the guy, but I'm not sure if you can get him out of Oklahoma.
Yeah. He doesn't sound like he wants to leave.
No.
On the topic of LaFleur, there's the third one. Peter LaFleur,
yes,
from Dodgeball.
Okay, and then there was Guy LaFleur from the NHL.
There we go. See, a long history.
The less popular.
Yes.
And has anybody had a weirder offseason than Cliff Kingsbury?
Oh, yeah.
Right? So
he's the USC offensive coordinator. kind of a weird move there. And then he's a candidate to be a head coach in the NFL. Would you have preferred Plowsy, Packer guy, Matt LaFleur or Cliff Kingsbury? If you had to pick one.
I think it's easy. It's LaFleur with the background, the pedigree, and being in the NFL. And Kingsbury hasn't really had great success at Texas Tech. So it's obviously the guy that had the NFL.
Let me throw this at you. If Cliff Kingsbury looked like Granville Waiters or Toby Kimball.
Granville Waiters.
Do you think he would be considered for these jobs?
Right, you're right. He kind of has the look of the cool guy on the sideline.
I mean, if he looked like Matt Patricia with what he's done recently, I don't think he gets the job.
I think my first question, if I'm talking to Cliff Kingsbury, is, dude, you had Pat Mahomes.
Yeah.
How come you weren't better? All right, Frank, what's the plan for Benner, our guy Jordan Bennington? What is the real plan?
Well, let me say this, that if you were to conduct a poll with Blues fans today, if they were to be able to determine who the starting goaltender would be, I'd say it would be 90-10 in favor of the prep schooler from Yale, Jordan Bennington. But he'll probably get a start Thursday or Saturday.
Yeah,
that was fun.
If you ice him a little bit, then shame on the Blues. I mean, I don't care if the Flyers are terrible. The guy pitched a shutout. Let's see him again, and let's see him again soon. They do this all the time. Carter Hutton was great. Jed Johnson, well, he's just a backup. Well, he's no good. If they do it to the Bennington, I want Bennington back in the game.
Yeah, Ascot.
Now, he's not going to give any great sound bites. We saw that. Poor Panger's got, hey, how about that big boy? He's like, cool.
Yeah.
He's like, man of very few words.
I was going through his postgame sound this morning, and Jim Thomas had asked him a question, and he gave a one-word answer, and Jim just goes, you want to expand on that a little bit?
Good for Jim.
All right, number three, five for Frank. Mizzou, Tennessee tonight. What's your gut? Third ranked team in the country.
I love the way Mizzou is playing, but this is one of the best teams in the country. I don't think Missouri can get them even at home tonight.
Can they keep it close? What are the the other day, what was it, a 46-point Tennessee win?
So close is 10 or is it 15?
10-ish is close.
I'd say that 10 to 15 range is... Gosh, three guys averaging 14 or more. Rick Barnes is an unbelievable coach.
Schofield is amazing.
And there's that another guy who feels like he's been there for 100 years. Every year they play tennis. That's Schofield's Admiral. Great name.
So good.
All right, number four. True or false, Frank? When you hear about the demise of Sears, doesn't it make you a little nostalgic, a little sad? Did you get the catalog at Christmas when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah, everybody got that. It's kind of
Sears.
A big one, right? Really thick,
like a
Yellow Pages?
Book.
Yeah.
And you could go through and pick out, this is before Amazon, the Sears catalog. And apparently now they're fighting in bankruptcy. And I think my first credit card out of college was a Sears card. You could go there and get your car fixed. You go in and buy some clothes.
You get pictures. Remember
pictures?
They had the photo? Yeah. I tell you, when Venture went down, that was pretty emotional for me, too.
Oh, Granville Waiters. Just anybody here... Know who that is?
No.
Ohio State center.
Do you know Toby Kimball from the Bucks? Remember him?
I don't remember him. But Granville Waiters was a college player who looked like he was about 40.
All right. You looking at Granville Waiters?
Yeah.
So if Cliff Kingsbury looked like him, he would not be the coach of the Green Bay Packers.
I think that's probably fair. All right, Frank, you are the Chicago White Sox. Are you about to hire Manny Machado's dad for any reason? I said you could name him the head groundskeeper. Maybe his mom is in charge of PR. This is pretty slick, isn't it?
I would do it in a heartbeat, yeah.
I didn't realize John Jay was buddies with Manny Machado. It's the Miami connection.
It's like, but, Martin, did you get that release from the Cardinals yesterday about some of the moves inside the organization and some of these titles that these new guys got? Or not new guys, just kind of moving around within the organization. The bottom line is there are so many jobs with every baseball organization. I think you could find, work for Mr. Machado.
Absolutely. He could get an Ed Manning position.
Yes.
Here. So Yonder Alonso, good player, but he's the brother-in-law of Manny Machado. John Jay is now signing with the White Sox. He is one of Machado's best buddies.
They work out together.
So they've got everybody except Manny Machado. What if at the end of this little dance they end up with all these people but no Manny Machado?
We have a new TV analyst, Manny Machado's brother. He's always wanted to do it, so he's our new analyst.
Okay, let me give you some of these new Cardinal positions. Assistant Director of Performance, Major League Strength Coach, Major League Game Plan Coach.
I could do that. Give
Hold
me
on,
that
Major
job.
League Game. We do that every day before
yeah.
they play.
Does a manager do that?
Yes.
Like Game Plan Coach.
Senior Developer.
I could be the guy who goes to Shield. Hey, Mike, let's win today. That's our game plan.
Are any of these guys working for Vandalay Industries? You know, it's funny that you're bringing this up because in our newsroom yesterday, one of our news managers said, hey, did you see the Cardinals release? Was there any news in there? And I said, just a lot of weird titles.
Yes, how about this? Chris Tuno, our friend, Administrator, Baseball Information and Media Services.
Can you even fit that on a card?
What are the initials on that?
All right, where
you,
are
I
we
want
here?
To be one of the guys who just goes to the players and say, "Hey, Paul, when you grounded out there, you should have driven the ball into the gap."
Doug's prison wallet. The Sears catalog bra selection was my first material.
Wow. We learned a lot about
Let's see. Mizzou,
now.
Sears, Bennington, LaFleur. What? Yeah, I'm good. Okay, bye for Frank. Brought to you every day by Greenville University. Less than an hour from St. Louis. Really a cool little town, too. Greenville. They've got a big thing coming up. The baseball clinic. They do that every year.
In fact,
Mike Schilt's going up there.
Tomorrow, we are going to have the pitching coach, the former pitching coach of the Brewers, and now the pitching coach of the Cincinnati Reds. He's going to be our guest. He is Derek Johnson. Yeah, Schilt is one of the guests.
Speakers up there, yeah.
Yes, and we'll tell you all about the I-70 clinic tomorrow on the Press Box. What do you have coming up in this next segment?
Dr. Rick makes his return. He's had a couple of Tuesdays off. We'll talk about the Bobbitt surgery and other great sports medicine topics with Dr. Rick. Noon hour, Chuck's here, along with Kenny Wallace. His return as well. It's the Hollywood Casino Press Box coming right back.